Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Design Queen podcast. This is the most casual nonsense podcast you will ever listen to, but it is filled with amazing ways to grow your Instagram and sell out your business and be the CEO bitch you know you are, okay? If you love what you're hearing, you can check me out on Instagram at the Design Queen, Q-W-E-E-N, for more good tips. Let's dive into this podcast, honey. Hello, you guys. I am in my car. So as always, if you hear a bunch of crazy loud noises, that's why. So this message is brought to you today by a viewer question. You guys, a lot of you want to know how I became like a business coach. Like, how did I go from graphic designer to someone who like doesn't really take on any more clients like that, and it's just freaking killing it. No, I'm just kidding. But to someone who just like now teaches and is like an educator, and how did I kind of make that switch from like freelancer to business owner? If don't stalk me, guys. I don't know where I am. You guys are like gonna look up like where I am going. I'm really bad with directions, so I have to use Waze. I have to use Waze, and like if I don't know where I can like turn the voice off, I'll be lost. But anyway, you guys always want to know how I kind of got here, so I'm gonna share my story with you a little bit. And I wonder if, oh yeah, I'm still recording. Welcome to my hot mess podcast. Here's my disclaimer that this podcast is a hot fucking mess, but it's gonna teach you a lot of shit about business. So I went to school. I'm just going to start from the beginning. I went to college for communications because it was the easiest degree and I just wanted to graduate. And at the end of the day, I like was like, well, maybe I'll still be able to get a job with this. So I just went super broad because I was scared to be an art major. I wanted to be an art major, but I was like, I'm not going to be able to get a job. And what's the point of going to college to just do art? Like, I can just do art by myself. So I minored in graphic design, which was a joke. I took like 5 graphic design classes that didn't teach me shit. And I majored in comm because it was the quickest one to graduate. Otherwise, I would have been a business major. But I took PR. So like I had to concentrate in something. So I took integrated comm, which is PR, advertising, and marketing together. So, oh my God, there's like a bunch of crazy cool cars happening around me and they're all cutting me off, so maybe I should be in the right lane. This is like a play-by-play of my shit driving combined with a podcast. So, and sometimes my crying baby chimes in. Welcome to the show. But so I like did an integrated comm study, and anyway, it didn't teach me anything, but I have a bachelor's degree, whatever. So I interned at like some law firms when I was in college. Well, I interned at a law firm. It was really cool. And I did like the design work. I made a bunch of infographics and stuff like that. So I like built my portfolio. My uncle owns a bunch of restaurants. So like I did work for him and I kind of just like BS'd it and like said I did it. And so I had like a lot of internship credits for that. And then out of college, I like nailed a job with this guy who was like starting his own law firm. Like he left a law firm and he like needed like an executive assistant, someone to like do that. But he was also starting, I didn't even want to talk about him because he was such a doucher. And like even like put his energy into the world, but he was also starting like a computer company. So it was like 2 startups that I got to work for, and I was making sick as fuck money, but I'm pretty sure he was like a psycho drug addict and he was crazy and he would like fall asleep and like not come out of his room. Cause okay. So I like get the job. I'm like, okay. And he's like, well, I don't have an office yet. So like, this is my real life, guys. This really happened. I was living in Brooklyn. I moved to Brooklyn with my fiance. We lived there and our rent was like crazy expensive, but like we both had good jobs. We just wanted to live in the city, whatever, like we'll be cool and like live in Brooklyn. But we didn't live in like cool people Brooklyn. Like we didn't live in like Williamsburg or anything. We lived in Park Slope. Park Slope's like family Brooklyn. Like it's like juiceries and like nannies and preschools, and that's all it is. And it's like everyone who like lives there is like a doctor, a lawyer, or works for Google. Literally everyone I met, that's what they did. And so he was a lawyer, lived in Park Slope, and he was like, he had like a nice brownstone, so he was like, this is where like we're gonna work out of until I get an apartment. So I was like, oh, okay, this is cool, this is nice, I can totally, like, Brooklyn is still cool to me then. So I moved there, then I realized Brooklyn's a fucking shithole, and I was like working in this guy's apartment and just being like fucking beaten down every day because he was like such a douche. And at the end of the day, I was like, oh my god, I'm like fucking Dana and I shouldn't be taking shit from this guy. Like, if I wanted to be like taking shit, I should just be fucking like doing whatever. Like, he wasn't like mean to me, but he was like mean to other people, and like I didn't like that. Like, he would get mad if I wasn't mean to people on the phone and like would make me like hang up on people, and I hated doing that. Like, and I just didn't want to work for him and it wasn't worth it, but I was making like hand over foot money. Like he would like tip me for like going to like the ATM. He would like, I like just made so much money and I was like miserable, and everyone was like just like, fuck this guy, like keep working there, like he's paying you so good, like just keep working there. And I was like, I literally cannot do it. I don't care if I'm homeless on the street, I can't work here anymore. So I quit and I was like, that's it, fuck it, like I'm gonna start my own like company, like I'm just gonna make stuff, and like I want to work for myself. And I always wanted to work for myself and have my own company and have my own brand and make things, because like at the end of the day I'm a creative, and like I had no clue what it looked like. I couldn't picture in my head what my brand was gonna be and what my company was gonna be, but I always knew I wanted one, right? So like when I graduated college, before I nailed the law firm job, I was like watching a bunch of YouTube videos. I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna start my own like social media marketing company. I'm gonna do social media marketing for people. So like I put a whole website together because I was really good at making websites and like logos and stuff like that. So I put together this whole company that looked really good on paper, right? It was like awesome, but like I had no drive to do it. And I was like watching all these videos, and it's like you have to cold call all these businesses and do sales call and pitch their social media for them, and like that wasn't my style. Like, I am not a salesperson, because like I guess I am a really good salesperson just because I'm so good at talking about things I'm passionate about, and like I excite people, and I'm really good at like motivating people and like helping them find like their passion in doing it. So like I'm good at selling that, but like I'm not gonna like cold call your business and be like, let me make your website, let me do your social media, and then like charge you out the ass for it, because I don't think that you need that, like, right? Like, I don't know. So I had like, I just loved the concept of like making my own branding for my company, and was like, I'm gonna do that. So like then I was like, this isn't working for me. So I took the law firm job and was like, okay. So I had the law firm job, quit, and then I was like, I'm gonna start a skincare company after I quit the law firm job, and was like, I'm just gonna do this. So like I'm really into like non-toxic stuff, so I'm like, I really want to make like face scrubs. Like, I still feel like I do want to do this, like make like face scrubs and like coffee scrubs and like oils and stuff like that, and just like make everything really non-toxic. So I did the branding for that, and I made like a batch of it and made the website, and like I liked more just making everything than like running the business, right? So it was like I just kind of wanted to make the labels for everything, like make the batches, print them out, take pictures, like make everything look cute, and then I was like, okay, I'm done, like I got that out of my system, and I didn't really want to do it anymore. Like I like got that out of my creative spirit, like almost I just wanted to create like the entity that was, like I didn't want anything else to do with it. So I did that and like realized it wasn't for me, it wasn't my magic, it wasn't my passion, it was just something that I really liked, and I really liked doing the branding for. So, cause that's like, I was always freelancing at the same time, because people would come to me and be like, help me with my business. I like did a lot of work for my brother and helped him build his company up, and you know, like my family friends and my mom's friends and stuff like that, they'd be like, I need a website, I need that. So like this whole time, even when I was in college, I was freelancing. So I freelanced for a long time, and it was just like here or there. Like I had an Upwork, I had a Dribbble, I had all this stuff, like I had a portfolio, and it was like just boring looking, and it was like I was spending so much time bidding on these projects that like I would never get, because like 800 other people are bidding on them, and like you have to come in so cheap. So it was like I was bidding on these projects to do things for like $350, but it was taking me like 5 hours to nail like one person. So like at the end of the day, it wasn't working for me, and that's why I kind of gave up on freelancing, because I was like, it was taking me so long to fucking find these projects. Like I was searching Craigslist, I was searching Facebook, I was searching LinkedIn, I was doing all this stuff to like find people. I was literally like seeing, like I would like go to look at a website like for like a company like in my town, and be like, to name a company, I would message them and be like, let me do your website for $500, and I would like send them a mock-up of like something I could do for them real quick, and like no one fucking answered me because it was desperate as fuck, and I hated it, and I wasn't putting good energy behind it because I was so embarrassed and I didn't really want to do it, right? So it was like I wasn't putting good energy behind what I was doing. So it just was like not working out for me. So let me just put my Waze back on because I have no clue where I'm going if I don't. I stopped doing the skincare and I was like, I just needed like a part-time job because I was like just sitting in my apartment in Brooklyn and had nothing to do, and the city's fucking expensive and it's so lonely if you have nothing to do, right? So I was like, I'm gonna get a part-time job. Like everything is like preschools and it paid so good. So it was like doing after school preschool. I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna do this. So I applied to work at an after school preschool. Never did preschool before, but I was like, yeah, like I'm so good at selling myself that like I could get a job literally as like a veterinarian. So I was like, you know, like I babysat my niece for a while and like nannied her. So I was like, I have like 3 years of like nannying experience, which I did, but like it was for my niece. So I was like, I have that. And yeah, like, and I was like, I'm just really good with kids. Like, just like, let me go in and like, you can watch me because I really love teaching. Like it just comes naturally to me. And I love teaching kids in preschool. It's like my favorite age. So I did that. I was like, maybe I'll go back to school for education. So I wanted to try it out. So I did after school preschool and they were like, really liked me, and there was like an opening like once I started the after school program. It was just like 3 to 6 just to like make extra money for me so I wasn't like broke. And like I had Miles, which is my fiance, so like I'm never gonna be like broke on the street, which is like a luxury for me because he like won't let me be on the street, right? Because I live with him. So it's kind of like at the end of the day I like couldn't really fail that hard. Like he'd probably be like, what the hell are you doing with your life? But I like, oh, like I have him to fall back on, which I'm so lucky for, because I get to try all these crazy things and he just kind of lets me like go with it and roll with the punches. And like if I just want to turn it on and say I'm quitting my job and like starting a fucking skin scrub company, he'd be like, all right, because he just doesn't argue with me. And like he's always like, if you think you can do it, do it. So I do. And like I'm like, oh, I want to quit my job and do this. He's like, all right, if you think you can do it, do it. So like he's so supportive and I love him so much, and he's just love of my life. And like if he ever listens to my podcast, he'll probably be like, what? So anyway, yeah, we're so cute. But so the preschool like had an opening for like an assistant preschool teacher, and like mine that I've never went to school for early childhood education or taught preschool, they like wanted me to take this position because one of the teachers was on maternity leave, and like I had just started working there too. Like I don't know, there are other people who probably should have had the job, but they like liked me and like gave me the job. So I was like, all right. So I just kind of like fell into that. I was like, all right, like I didn't have anything else I was doing yet because I signed a non-compete with the law firm, and like most of my intern work and like stuff for like school was with like marketing for law firms. So I did like a lot of like graphics and like infographics and design work for like law firms. And then I like had a job in that, and like I couldn't get a law firm marketing job for another 6 months. So like I was either gonna sit it out or just like try to start my own business. So like they offered me the job, and I was like, all right, like she's on maternity leave like for the rest of the year. So I took it, and so I was like working like a normal job, like I had like a salary almost, but I wasn't because I was still technically, I had 2 part-time jobs instead of like a full-time job, so I didn't get benefits or anything like that, which like sucked. And I was like not on contract, so I just was like finishing out the year for her. And so like I kind of fell into that, and then Miles and I had a baby, so we were like planning on getting married. This is gonna like turn into like a whole life thing, but anyway, so I was pregnant, and I feel like I should do a whole episode if you guys like totally want to hear about like Miles and my baby. I don't know if I should talk about it, but anyway, we've been together for like a long ass time. This isn't like a shotgun situation, so I feel like I should just give that disclaimer. But anyway, so I got pregnant with Jameson, and I'm pregnant, and I knew that I didn't want to do this, and like that I wasn't going to work once I had the baby. Like I was just going to work from home. So I was like, I'm going to go back to freelancing, or I'm going to find like a telecommunication job. Like I don't care, but I'm going to work from home. So like they wanted me to stay on as a teacher for the new year, and I was like not signing that contract. So I stopped working like once I was a few months pregnant. So then I didn't have a job, and I was strictly freelancing. So I was like, okay, so like this has to work now because I'm home and I have nothing else to do but freelance. At the same time, we left Brooklyn and bought a house. So we were staying with Miles' parents, And so, like, everything was happening at once. Like, I had left my job, then I had left Brooklyn, and then, like, I was pregnant, and I was, like, freelancing full-time, where I had only freelanced, like, as an extra. Like, I never had to rely solely on freelancing, but now I was, like, I kind of have to, otherwise I'm just gonna be, like, a mom with no job and, like, would just be so bored. Like, if you do that, it's totally fine, but, like, I will go crazy if I don't have something else to do. And at the same time, it's like I never want to rely on anyone else. Like, my biggest fear is, like, having to rely on someone else to, like, if I want to buy, like, a van, because I make, like, outrageous purchases, I would say. I think one could say I make unreasonable impulse purchases. And if I want to go spend that on a shoe or a bag or something like that, I don't want someone to tell me I can't, right? Like, if I want to just, like, buy something, I don't want to ever have to ask anyone for the money. And, like, I hate that. Like, what, are you kidding me? Like, if I, like, need to be like, I need $200 to go grocery shopping, like, oh my god, like, it makes me want to cringe. And, like, especially, like, I couldn't be like, I want to buy this fur jacket, it's $300, like, hand it over, like, right? Like, what? So I just could never see myself doing that. So I was like, I need to make this work. So I was freelancing, and, like, I was looking on, like, online for, like, freelance positions for graphic designers, and I was, like, sending out my portfolio to everyone, and I nailed, like, one big client, and I was like, oh my god, yes, this is, like, I have, like, a safety net client. So, like, I know, because I signed, like, a contract with them almost, where I was, like, on retainer. Like, I had office hours, and, like, I was supposed to be guaranteed 15 hours a week, which is, like, if you're, like, have a client on retainer, you're, like, they pay you a certain amount of money, usually for a certain amount of hours, but it wasn't like this. It was, like, I had to, at the end of the week, every week, I would send them, like, my hours, like, bill, and then I would get paid out almost like an employee, but I was, like, a freelance employee, like, a subcontractor, so I didn't get benefits or anything like that, and I still had to pay taxes on my own money because I was working for myself. I was a freelancer. But as a freelancer, I still had, like, a boss that I had to listen to and, like, take orders from, even though I was, like, an outside freelancer coming into the company. I was still, like, an intern, like, junior designer to them. So, I, like, wasn't making that great of money. I, like, was, like, whatever, but I just needed the client, and, like, so I took that on, and then I started doing, like, other design work. But when I was pregnant, at the same time, I was, like, on maternity leave, and I was just doing this graphic design work, and I only did it a couple hours a week. Like, 3 days a week I would be in, and they would send me projects, and I would do it. So, like, I had money coming in from freelancing. So I was like, this is great. You know, I'm working from home. I have, like, a consistent client, so I don't have to worry about, like, scrambling for clients. But it was, like, kind of like making a deal with the devil. I don't know. Double-edged sword. So I had a consistent client, and I could take on other clients when the work came in, and I also got to go on maternity leave for them. So I started, like, drawing, and I would draw portraits for people, and, like, I set up an Etsy shop because I was like, this isn't creative for me. Like, the company was, like, very, like, professional, so it was, like, boring stuff, and it wasn't, like, fun things I like to do. So I started, like, I went, like, completely opposite, and was drawing, like, crazy portraits for people. Like, digital portraits. So I would do, like, people's dogs and cats and, like, caricatures of them. Not, like, caricatures. Like, it'll look like a normal portrait, but, like, a portrait logo. And I was, like, trying to sell them, but, like, I didn't know what to sell them at. And I was going at what everyone else on, like, Etsy was selling them for. And it was, like, $20. And I was, like, I remember debating if I should raise the price to, like, $40. And I was so scared no one would buy it. I was, like, oh, my God, if I put the price at $40, I'm not going to make any sales. Like, I had such a backwards way of thinking. So this was, like, the beginning of this year, guys. This was, like, 6 months ago. I was trying to sell these portraits for, like, $20. And I was, like, people were buying them. But, like, I mean, like, how many people could buy a $20 portrait for, like, it was more for fun, right? But, like, that's what led me into Instagram. Because I was, like, I'm going to make an Instagram account and just post them. And then people were, like, DMing me for them, right? And I was like, all right, yeah, I'll make it $100. I'll do it $200, right? So, because it was, like, to the point where, like, they were just coming in, and I was doing it anyway. And I was sitting at, like, not on bed rest. I was just in bed, like, and at night, I was, like, so awake. And, like, I don't know, like, all my hormones were going when I was pregnant. All I wanted to do was draw. I was so addicted. And, like, I don't know if you guys ever had that. But, like, I was pregnant. All I wanted to do was draw. So I would sit on my phone and, like, almost like it was a game. And I would just draw things. And so I just kept drawing people, and Yeah, it was alright, but like I wasn't making any money off of it really. Like it would take me like 5 hours to draw someone, I'd make like $20. Even if I made $100, it like wasn't enough. So I was like, okay, well now I kinda have people following me. Like I was really good at growing an Instagram account. Like I was just really good at, so I had like 1,300 people following this like stupid account where I just put like portraits up. Like literally that was the account, and I was like just really good at following it, and it was like so niche. It was like other people who drew and like other people who like, I don't know, wanted portraits and stuff like that. And the account had so many people following me that I was like started to put things up for like websites and stuff like that. And I kind of just got into the habit of like how to sell and not sell like on Instagram stories. And I decided like to create this whole personal brand instead of just doing like portraits, to become kind of like a resource for people, because a lot of people who were following me were like other artists and designers, and I kept getting messages from people like, I want to do this, I want to do this. So I was like, I'm just going to share with people like what I'm doing, and like how to grow an Instagram, right? Because at like the end of the day, I was so good at that. So I released a course called How to Gain a Following in 10 Days, and freaking 15 people bought it. Like the first course I dropped, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? 15 people, I was blown away. I was like, 15 people even know who I am? Like, so this was after the Design Queen was already a thing. Like I switched my thing to Design Queen, and I was posting like more graphics. Like I would make like shareable quotes. So I would make shareable graphics and stuff like that. And if you guys aren't in the brand bank, get in. I teach you guys DIY tutorials about how to make like all graphics and stuff, so you guys can get shareable content, as well as other digital marketing. It's just the shit, because that's really what like turned me, like turned. Sorry, Miles called me. It's like, don't you know I'm recording a podcast and driving? Avi. So anyway, I was really good at freaking Instagram, and I was really good at getting following. So I was like, I'm going to teach people this, because all these like people, like I see them and like their account is not reaching enough people. So I created How to Gain a Following in 10 Days, and it like sold like crazy. And the first time I just launched it, and literally like 10 people signed up like as soon as I put it out. So I want to say like overall like 20 something people signed up for it, but like 15 people signed up like right away. And I was like, oh my god, this is like so amazing. Like I'm so good at this, and like it felt good, right? I was like, this is like what I'm doing. Like it like clicked for me. I was like, I'm designing, I'm getting to create my own stuff, I'm having my own business, and I'm teaching people. And like that's everything I was good at, right? Like I was a graphic designer, I always wanted my own company, and like I really loved to teach. And I was like, I looked back and I was like, everything I've done to this point has led me here, right? Like I was a teacher, I was a designer, I was like running startups. Like, are you kidding me? And like it like all aligned for me, and it just kind of like went from there. And that's how like the Design Queen happened. Business coaching like just transform, because I always help people as a freelancer like start their own business, right? So like I would, like besides working for small businesses and startups as a designer, like I had like a lot of like control, like, and I got to oversee like a lot how like businesses were run. And like as a designer, I worked with like small businesses, and then I would also like work for like big companies. So like I just like seen it all. And then a lot of times when people would hire me, like they were just starting out, right? Like you hire a graphic designer when you're starting because you want a logo and a website. So I was helping all of these people create their businesses, because I was like, no, well you need to put an Instagram account. I'm like, okay, well I'm doing this. And I was like doing so much more shit than I should have been doing. I was like helping them get on Google, and I was just like making like their clothes tags, and like just doing, literally doing everything, and like making their Instagram account, and like running their Facebook ads, and like growing their account. Like I was doing everything, right? Like there wasn't anything I wasn't doing, because like starting businesses is like my favorite thing. Like I'm pretty sure if I could just start a new business every day, I would. Like I just want to name it, I want to make the logo, I want to make the website, I want to do the branding, I want to make a mood board for it. And, like, so I realize I love doing that, but, like, they're not my passion. So, like, I love helping other people do it and, like, create them. So, like, as a graphic designer, I got to do the visuals, but, like, at the end of the day, I was doing so much more, and I like to do so much more. Because, like, a graphic designer relationship is very, like, you tell me what you want, and I'm gonna send it back to you, and here's the, like, logo file types, and, like, there's the end of the day. But, like, I was, like, calling these people, I was, like, talking to them on the phone, like, a lot of them were my friends and family, so I got to do it firsthand. And then my brother last year started a company, right? So, like, he started his own company, and he started by himself and was like, I need all this stuff made. So, like, I made his logo and his website and stuff like that. And I, like, was, like, always, like, he was helping him, like, got to see how he grew his company. And, like, I always talk to him all the time, but he has this, like, crazy successful company. So I was like, wow, like, I really like this. So, like, helping people out with their businesses, right? And I realized, like, okay, I'm pretty fucking good at it, right? So I'm just gonna keep doing what I like doing and helping people, because clearly it's working, right? Like, I have worked with all these companies, and now they're growing, and, like, they have thousands of followers, and they have this, and they are hitting six figures, and they're doing this, and I'm making 10k months, right? So it's like, it kind of gave me, like, once I sat back and reflected, I realized, like, I did so much more than I thought. And I was like, I am kind of like an expert on this. So I started really, like, posting things about it and just teaching people what I knew, right? Like, it's like, I don't know everything. I don't claim to know everything. Like, this is what I know. This is how you grow your following. This is how you can start your business. This is how you can update your website. This is how you can grow your Instagram account. This is how you can, you know, find freelancing people. And this is how you can get more clients on Instagram. And then once I started raising my prices and taking things seriously, I started, like, charging way more, because at the end of the day, I was like, I don't feel like doing this website, or I want to do this website, but I only want to do it and get excited about it if I'm charging like $3,000 for it. So I did. And that's how I went from charging like $20, struggling to charge $20 portraits, to taking myself seriously, starting a business, and like closing like $3,000 deals and DMs, right? And it was like, it's a mindset shift, but it's also all these fundamentals that I put in place in my business that allowed me to do it. Which is why I created Dreamer to Dream Biz. It is my new course that, like, I'm pretty sure I told you guys about it in the last episode, but, like, I didn't have a lot of details on it because I didn't launch it yet, and I still haven't launched it yet, but I'm giving you guys the exclusive. You heard it here. You heard it here. Okay. So, it is a, just, I don't want to give it all away, but it's going to teach you how to grow and start, like, a really crazy successful service-based business. So how to go from someone who's a freelancer to someone who is a business owner, right? To go from someone who's struggling to get clients to someone who has them coming to her, right? Like, if you feel like you aren't going to be able to do what you love, and you might have to go get a real job, and, like, you sit up crying at night, like, I want to do this, but I'm never going to be able to make it work, and, like, do I have to go get a job, right? Like, you don't have to freaking be looking through, like, LinkedIn pages anymore. Like, I'm going to teach you how to do what you love, right? So I always call that your magic. Your magic is your passion. It's what you love doing. It's something that you have to find. It's something that has to find you. And if you know what it is, that's amazing. And I'm going to help you do it every day and make money. And, like, what your perfect day looks like, right? Because I had to structure my perfect day the way I want to. And to be honest, I'm lazy as fuck and I don't really like to work, right? Like, so that's my perfect day. I want to be able to work a couple hours and then do what the fuck I want. Like, I don't want to have, like, I don't do a lot of one-on-one clients, and I don't do a lot of one-on-one calls because I don't want to have a schedule. I hate that, and to me, that is not why I created a business, and I want freedom. So I create courses, and I schedule things the way I want to, and I don't do a lot of long-term commitment. I don't do long-term projects. I don't do these things because, I just missed my exit. I don't podcast and drive because I go the wrong way. Let's see how much time it added to my trip. I'm going to be pissed. Oh, it didn't add much. Oh, it did every route, right? Come on, Waze. It's because I have the voice muted. So I structure my business the way I want to. And, oh, it didn't add any time. And it works for me because I'm happier and I'm more productive. So I work less. I make way the fuck more. I don't take clients I don't like. I raise my prices. I, you know, get to make passive income. So I like want to say I'm making like like almost like $2,000 this month from like passive income, which is like I don't have to work for it. It's just trickling in from ways I set up payment plans and courses and stuff like that, where it's just, that's just payment plans alone. That's not like me dropping a new course or something like that, or like sales or design work or client work. That's just like passive income that's coming in. So I set up my business that way so that I have that. I learned how to structure my prices and to funnel people in so that like when strangers come to my account, they don't stay a stranger for long. I know how to warm them up. I know how to get them into something entry level. I know how to move them up, and I know how to sell them really high courses now, or design services, or whatever it may be that you are doing. Like I have nailed that down, and I've done it so quickly and so rapidly that it's freaking crazy. Like if I can go from struggling to sell $20 portraits to like selling $3,000 websites in a couple months, like you can literally do anything. Like if you are a hairstylist or a photographer or an event planner or a makeup artist or a graphic designer, if you're another graphic designer, you can literally take what fucking runs it. Like if you are anyone who works and doesn't sell a product, right? Like you are just working your time and getting paid for it. I'm gonna teach you how to turn your time into more money and less time, because at the end of the day, like time is money, and you need to figure out a way to be successful without running out of it, because like taking on a bunch of clients is not sustainable. So when you're a service-based provider, you make money by taking on clients and taking on hiring clients. You're like, okay, well, I'm just going to take on less clients and charge more. But you still are going to have to take on more clients to make more money, right? Like at a certain point, you're just going to be able to like, you're going to have to keep taking on more clients and charging more money to grow. So it's not scalable. At some point, you're going to have to bring in some kind of like product funnel, some kind of passive income, and structure your sales in a way where you are getting repeat customers, right? You want people to move up your sales funnel so they don't buy from you and are done. You always want to be introducing a new problem for people, right? So if you are getting clients and you are satisfying them and then they are leaving, you do not have another high-end offer, right? You don't have something extra to do. If they are so pleased and they're leaving and then they're like, this is great, I love it, you did so great, I never need you again, like you're missing something and you're leaving money on the table, because they should be like, wow, this is so amazing and I need to work with you to help me with this, right? Oh my god, this is so amazing, I need you to help me with this, I need to do this, right? Like, and you should always be like, yeah, that's really amazing, and I'll throw you on the wait list when it's open, right? Like that's the attitude you're gonna have, because it's gonna be overflowing. So once you start getting clients, they are just going to keep coming and you are just going to keep killing it, because that's how it works. And like once people know, like it's like blood in the water, right? Like once people know that your shit is popping, it just stays popping. So if your shit's not popping, you walk around like it's popping, you hold your head like it's popping, you talk to people like it's popping, and it will be popping. That's manifesting right there. But that's also just like projecting, right? And that's just like holding your business to the value that you see that it will have, because it's never going to get there if you don't start it. People aren't just going to one day just value your business that it's amazing, right? Like no one's going to come up to you and be like, this website's really good, like I want to charge you, I want to pay you $3,000 for it. Your photos are so amazing, I want to pay you $2,000 for this package. Like, are you kidding me? Like, no one in their right mind is going to do that. They might say, wow, like I would have paid a lot more for that. They're going to say it in different ways, like, wow, that's all you charge? Oh my god, just that? Like, this is an amazing deal. Or they might just be buying it and you might never know that they would have paid triple the price for it, right? So I'm teaching you all my freelancer tricks, all my business mindset tricks, how to boss the fuck up, how to become a boss bitch, how to, I like incorporated myself as an LLC, I am a real business, I, you know, what to outsource, how to go from like someone who's lost to someone who is a business owner, right? Because there's a difference between freelancing and being an employee and being a fucking business owner, and a lot of it's mindset. So we work on a lot of mindset, we work on a lot of structuring. I teach you guys how to build a product suite, I teach you guys how to build a sales funnel, I teach you guys how to do passive income, And sales and so much more. So if this is hitting you hard, then you need Dreamer to Dream Biz. Like anyone who's a service-based provider needs Dreamer to Dream Biz. Are you kidding me? Like it took me so long. Like yes, I did grow my business so crazy in only 6 months, but it took me years to be able to do that, right? It took me years of messing up and like several failed businesses to be able to blow this one up the way it did, right? Because everything I learned from my other businesses, I put into this one. So like I was able to grow my Instagram accounts and stuff like that from my other businesses so quickly. I just wasn't passionate about it. So there's that other component to Dreamer to Dream Biz, which is not just like any other business course where it's teaching you how to grow your business. Like it's teaching you how to do what you actually love, right? Because someone, you might take a course, like I've taken courses where it's like, okay, well, I'm gonna teach you how to grow this business, but they're only teaching you their business. Like that happens so much with coaching where you take a thing and like they just want you to be a coach. Like I took courses and stuff like that, and they're like, well, you need to, like, they're basically teaching you how to do a one-on-one course, like how to be a one-on-one coach, which is just, okay, you sign a bunch of clients and then teach your clients how to sign a bunch of clients. And at the end of the day, it's just like you're signing clients to sign clients to sign clients to sign clients, and no one's teaching anyone about running a business or actually doing something they're passionate. I could turn around and sign eight freaking one-on-one clients and teach them how to sign eight one-on-one clients, but I don't want to fucking do it. Like, I don't want eight one-on-one clients. I don't want eight people hitting me up every day. Like, oh, what do I do next to my business? Like, that's not my MO. Like, that doesn't seem like a dream business for me. Like, I stopped freelancing to have less clients. Like, I don't want a lot of clients. I want my dream clients, the people who I really vibe with and chill with and I want to help, and they will know because I'll be like hitting them up in their DMs every day, like, I want to help you, I want to work with you. And like, it feels different, right? Like, those people are not clients to me. Those are like my dream clients. Those are people I want to work with. Those are like my soulmate clients. They're like my best friends, right? So it's different, like, in that sense, right? So I don't want to just be signing anyone. I don't want to be teaching people how to sign anyone because, like, you have to be a rare person to want to be a freaking business coach or a health coach or a one-on-one coach, right? Like, I'm not gonna just teach you how to do that. I'm gonna teach you how to do what you want to do. Like, if you want to freaking paint pots and sell them, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what we're gonna focus on, and that's what I help people do. Like, I help people do what they love to do, which is their magic. Because something in you sparks you, and if you don't do it now, you're gonna want to do it in 5 years. You're gonna want to do it in 10 years. You're gonna want to do it in 10 months, right? It's never gonna go away because it's gonna be in you. And if you're someone who has that creative entrepreneurial spirit, it's never gonna go away. Because every time I was working at a job, I was sitting there thinking I could be working on something on myself. Like something in the back of my mind was always freaking pissed and disgusted at myself that I was working for someone else. It was just like, I just spent 10 hours here all day helping make someone else rich, and it fucking disgusted me. Like, I could see how much money they were making because I was like fucking putting in their payroll. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm making this like it's a joke where I could be doing it. Like, the people I worked for were like fucking idiots. Like, not all of them. Some of them were amazing. I hope they're not listening. Like, a lot of people that I worked for were really amazing. Some people that I worked for were fucking idiots. And I was like, they are making money hand over foot. Are you kidding me? Like, I could be doing this because I'm 20 times smarter than them. And if you are scared to do what you're doing, I promise you, somebody's a freaking idiot or a douchebag or taking advantage of people, and they're doing what you want to be doing, and they're making so much money just because they did it, right? They are freaking killing it. And like, that's something that like I thought of all the time. Like, all these people are doing this and making so much money. Like, are you kidding me? Like, why am I not gonna do it? Like, this is what I'm good at, and if I don't do it, somebody else is gonna do it and take the client, right? Like they are much better with me in my hands at the end of the day, right? Like, you have your gift to share, and like, someone needs just you. Because I follow like a bunch of people who do what I do because I love it. And you know, some people are gonna wanna vibe with someone else before they vibe with me, and like, that's okay, right? Like, I might be looking for like a hairstylist, and like, I vibe with one, and that's the one I'm gonna choose, right? So it's like, you choose someone based on like your person and your people, and your people will find you. So even if it seems like 800 people are doing what you wanna do, like, there's still your people out there, and there's gonna be people that you that like maybe they don't want to be going to the girl with like 10,000 followers because she's not their person, right? So like, even if you feel like everyone's already doing what you're doing and they have a lot of people, like, they're not going to do it the way you do it. And like, that sounds so cliche and like But it's so true. Like, you're going to sit there and you're going to light somebody up that nobody else could. And she's going to be like, I have people who are like, oh my God, like, this, you're doing exactly what I want to do. Like, I never thought about it before you told me this. And it's like, I feel like everyone is shouting this off the rooftops. Like, you didn't never thought of it until I said it. Like, are you kidding me? But like, I said it in a way that spoke to them for some reason. Right. So, oh my God, somebody's smoking like hell weed right now. And it's in my car. I freaking hate that. Or someone like ran over a skunk. It's just like, it just smells. But anyway, I'm distracted by the ganja. So yeah, I don't know. You're just going to do things that other people like. And if you're scared, I'm going to help you get over it. If you feel like failing, I'm going to help you get over it. Cause I freaking failed, hung up my boots, started again, failed, hung up my boots, started again, failed more times than I have succeeded. If we're counting, because I'm succeeding one, failing freaking 12, right? So, but every time I failed, it freaking helped me. So as long as you succeed one, that's all that matters. And I'm going to teach you how I did it. And I'm going to help you, because it's actually an interactive course. And so like, there's like these like really beautiful worksheets that I designed that you can print out and fill out. Like, it's like a journal. Like, do you ever buy school supplies and you get so pumped to like write in your journal and it like, it's so pretty, want to mess it up? Like, that's what these pages look like. And they say freaking, I'm not even gonna give it away, but they say like really cute things on the top, and they're gonna help you be like productive AF. And yeah, so anyway, you're gonna fill out these worksheets and I'm gonna like actually be going over them or reviewing them. So like, I'm gonna help you actually craft your offer. So like, if you are struggling like what to do, what your business idea is, I'm gonna help you figure it out. So you are going to be like submitting homework basically in, and I'm going to be like sending you back things like, no, hey girl, you should do this, you should do that. And I'm going to be helping you figure out your product suite. So if you only have one offer and you don't know what else to offer to build out your funnel, and if you don't even know what a sales funnel is, girl, I got you. But I'm going to be actually like going through and reviewing everything and helping people hand do it, and only this round. So like, if you're in the first round, you're going to get that from me, because after that, I probably will not do it. But I am like really dedicated to this right now, and I have the time for it, and I want to help every single person who takes this course. So I allotted out the time for it. I'm going to be handcrafting everyone's offers for them, and I'm going to be telling people what's going to work, what's not going to work, what they're going to do, and like actually how to do what they want to do. So if you are like, well, I want to be a freaking healer, I don't know, whatever you want to do, we're going to come up with your magical offer, your signature offer, the one that you love to do, right? Because to be happy as an entrepreneur, you have to be doing something that's going to be successful, right? But you have to, at the end of the day, have the other component, which is doing something that lights you up and that you love. Because a lot of people have one and not the other. They have something that they love, but they are shit at making money at it. Or they have something that they're really good at making money at it, but they don't love. And it's like, what the F is the freaking point of either of those, right? I'm going to help you figure out what is going to make you a lot of money that you love doing, right? And that is your magic. That is your money-making magic right there. And I'm going to help you craft that offer and build a sustainable, scalable business around it. And you can repeat it. I'm going to teach you my launch strategy. What took me from not being able to sell shit to like overflowing and selling shit, right? Like, how did I just turn around and figure out this freaking way to sell 15 spots into like everything I do now? Like, that's usually how much I sell. Like, I just opened up the brand bank, and in the first round I'm way over 15 now, but in the first like time I launched it, 15 people signed up, right? So it's like, how do I feel like that's just like my good number, 15. I don't know if I'm just like manifesting 15 now and it's stopping there. I probably should start saying a little bit more, because I'm always like, oh, 15, and now it's like, I'm like, it's getting like a little scary. But how the fuck am I signing up 15 people to this shit, right? Like, are you kidding me? And how did I do it so quickly? Which it seems quickly, but really not. It took me years to figure it out. It took me a bunch of businesses to figure out how to launch, right? It took me, I invest in courses all the time, and I've studied from some of the best like business coaches, and you know, I'm in like a bunch of different programs and stuff like that. I just always educate myself, and I read like a lot of stuff and listen to a lot of podcasts and do all of these things that you're supposed to do to grow your business. And you probably are doing those too if you're listening to my podcast. So I'm here to tell you, I freaking did it, and so can you. Because at the end of the day, that's it. If I can make money sitting on my couch, if I can make, okay, I'm gonna rephrase this. If I can make a lot of fucking money sitting on my couch, eating a burrito in my pajamas, you can do whatever you want. Like, if I could make way more money than, like, a 9-to-5, which I've never had a 9-to-5, so I don't even know if I can say that. I'm a shit employee. I am a shitty, shitty employee. I've never had a 9-to-5. Never done it. But if I can make more money than I would have at a 9-to-5, from my couch, if I can travel on the frickin' whim and go wherever I want, like, if I just want to go on vacation, we just went to Florida twice, and I went to Spain last year, and I could just go on vacation wherever the fuck I want. If I can do that, you can do whatever you want, right? Like, if I can sell what I sell and make hella money, you can sell whatever you want. I promise you, because there's like a billion people on Instagram and people are gonna love it. You just have to figure out what it is that excites you and know how to sell it and know how to put the foundations of your business in place. So if you already know what you love and you're like, you're speaking to me and I'm wishing I could do all these things. Like, I really love doing makeup and I want to grow makeup. I want to grow a makeup channel. I want to create a course. I want to create a program. I want to be a health coach. I want to create whatever it is that you want to do. I promise you, you can do it. Because I have helped so many people, like, start their own businesses and grow them on social media now that it's like a no-brainer. And if you are worried that, you know, it's not gonna work for you and you are scared to fail and you are scared of like the embarrassment of failing, I was there. Like, I was so scared more of people knowing that I failed than actually failing, because I didn't give a fuck if it didn't work, because I knew I was gonna start something else. I was more scared of telling people that I had a business because then I didn't want them to ask me how it was, right? I didn't want people to be like, a month from now, I'll be like, oh, how was that thing that you started? And I was like, oh shit, I don't do that anymore. Like, that was my biggest fear. I never wanted that to happen, so I never talked about my business. I never told people I was in business. I never was proud of it. I was like always scared of like being like that girl that was like an entrepreneur and like did fucking everything, because I always did everything. I was that person. So if you have failed and tried different businesses, tried network marketing, tried this, and like it didn't work for you and you're like, this is just, I don't want to waste my money on a course that like I don't know if even is gonna like sell for me, like I didn't even know if it's even going to help me grow my business. Like, I was there, and it wasn't until I decided to put intention and purpose behind my business and say, I'm fucking taking this shit seriously and it's going to work, and I'm going to show the universe that it's going to work. I'm going to register as an LLC. I'm going to take a course. I'm going to join this program. I am going to talk about my business. I'm going to tell everyone about my business. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make know that this is like without a fact what I'm doing and what I'm proud of. And I could do that because I knew it was my passion. I knew it was my magic once I did it and it clicked for me, right? So putting the intention behind your business and telling the universe, I'm fucking taking this shit seriously and I'm doing it, will do wonders, more wonders for your business than you will ever know, right? Taking a step forward, whether it's like signing up for Squarespace and creating a website, go into Canva and create a logo, whatever it is, put some intention behind your business that you are starting it. If you already have a business, put intention behind it that you're taking it freaking seriously. Like, go get a business license, go sign up for a course, take Dreamer to Dream Biz, right? Do what you need to do to feel legit. And it might just be showing up as a boss bitch, because for me it was like, I want to, in my head, if I close my eyes, know who I want to be, right? Like, it's like, I want to be a girl who buys whatever she wants, goes wherever she wants, travels wherever she wants, can be an amazing mom because she's home with her kids, can be an amazing wife because she doesn't have to rely on anyone. Like, I know, because I did some soul searching, which I'm going to help you guys do, and figure out what you truly deeply desire and what your magic is and how you're going to get there, which is the main first part of the course. But I knew what I wanted to do and I knew what it looked like. And I just had to kind of bring it to life. And I'm so good at bringing businesses to life. So you need to really... Oh, I'm missing my turn. I was about to get up preaching. And now I have to make a turn. But You need to, at the end of the day, just show up as the person you want to be and show up in your business how you want it to be. So if you want your business to show up for you and give you big checks and take care of you when you don't feel like working for a week and you want to go on vacation and you want your business to still be piling in money, you need to take it seriously and you need to show up for it in a big way. And that's by investing in yourself. That's by educating yourself. That's by doing self-care. That's by letting yourself relax. That's by letting yourself have fun. That's by having fun with your business, right? And my courses are so fucking, like, I talk like this in my courses. So my courses are funny. They're filled with like little gifs of like the Kardashians and like memes of like little kids dancing. Like, they're funny. If you ask anyone who's taken any of my courses, like, they are a good time. Like, it's not boring. Like, my slides and like they're not really slides, but it's just like me talking and like there's, I'm just always pulling up pictures and like I show you guys step by step how to do everything. Like, I don't hold anything back. And okay, people beeping, welcome to New York. If you guys didn't know where I live, you couldn't tell by the driving I'm doing. I live in New York. So, and I am blessed to live here. And yeah, great place. So anyway, yes, that was my little rant about Dreamer to Dream Biz. And when it comes out, I hope that you guys all sign up, because the first people who sign up are going to get perks as always, whether it be in like a discount or extra bonuses. So keep your eye out for that. If you have questions or want to know if it's for you, or I don't have like an official wait list for this because I'm just going to drop it. And like, I know people are going to freaking sign up and take it, and I have to build a sales page for it. So if I'm going to build the whole sales page, I don't want to build a wait list. I'm just going to drop it. So if you kind of want to be on an unofficial wait list and you want me to let you know when it drops, or you are like ready to fucking hand over all your money and are like, I need in on this course, I need you to teach me how to build my products, I need you how to teach me how to build my magic offer, Dana, and I want to take my business seriously for once, and I want to make a lot of money doing what I love, and I want to do what you're doing, and I want to sit on my couch in my pajamas and make money, and I just want everything you're saying is like music to my ears, Dana, and I want to cash big checks, and I want to show up big for my business so it shows up big for me, then shoot me a DM, and I'm like a real person, I'll answer you and be like, okay, like, let's do it, let's get you in, okay, like, you got it, this is your spot, here you go. You can sign up. So yeah, I'm cool like that. I got you, girl. If you want to know if it's for you and you're like, but I don't know if this like will help me, this is my business, I kind of make these cards but I sell them in a service, and I sell both, I sell products and services. Or if you have like, I know a lot of people who take my stuff like have a boutique, but they're ready to move into passive income, right? They're like, well, I want to create a course now, I sell products but I want to teach people how to do it into a service, right? Or I want to start offering a service, like some kind of coaching for what I do, like how to be a photographer, how to do wedding photography, and like how to coach people. If you know you're ready to take the move from taking on a bunch of clients to like passive income, or if you're ready, you know you're ready from selling products and you're ready to move into this kind of like service product-based business, but you're scared, I got you, because I have done both, right? And I do work with a lot of product-based businesses, and most of my courses are for both. But the way this one's set up, it just really is truly for service-based providers, because it's going to teach you like the key ways to scale like crazy, and to put foundations up in your business so that you can do whatever you want, okay? So start doing, like on the sales page, there's like a little girl, like everything is just so many. There's like a little lady like sipping tea, and then it says like, stop doing what you should do and start doing what you want to do. And if you guys don't know, you have to go click the link in my bio to get the sales page. I'm sure it will be up by the time you listen to this. But it just has like a little like girl sipping tea, and it's like, stop doing what you should do and start doing what you want to do. Because I just couldn't even put into words like just fucking get it together. Do what you want to do. There's no rules here. That is my quote. I say that in everything I teach. Every time people ask me a question, I'm like, there's no rules here. Your life did not come with a rule book. If you want to wear purple every single day and shave your head and wear stilts and sell freaking trees from the back of your truck, like, you can do that. Like, that, you can do whatever you want, okay? I can say it 800 times. You can do it. And it took me freaking failing and failing and failing and then finally getting it right and then being able to help so many other people do it to be like, wow, anyone can really do anything. Because I've seen some outrageous things. And I see some people who are freaking killing it in their business, and they're not doing nearly like half of what you have, right? Like they don't have half of your magic, half of your spirit, half of your love, half of your good intentions for people. They're not helping people. They're just taking people's money, and you have so much to give. And you are so smart. I promise you, you are so freaking smart. If you're listening to this podcast, I know you're so smart, and I know you're cool as fuck because you're listening to my podcast, right? I know you're chill. I know you're cool. I know you're like, I want to say like normal, but I know that you are a person that can clearly connect with people if you get my style of humor and you like me. I hope you guys like me and don't listen to my podcast to hate me, but I don't really care. If you listen to my podcast to hate me, like whatever. Like, oh, I was going to say I'm still making money, but I don't make money on my podcast. My brother called me and he's like, such a business boy now. And he's like, do you make money from your podcast? And I was like, no, I don't make money from my podcast. I just like to help people and give out free advice. And he was like, and it spreads the word about me. And like, I get new clients sometimes from my podcast. So like, it's just a really great way to like advertise and help people and just like promote my brand. And he was like, oh, because you talk about me a lot in your podcast, so I'm gonna not start needing to see a check. And I was like, okay, well, I don't make any money for my podcast, so you're not getting a check. But I was like, do you want to be on my podcast? He's like, I need to see. Okay, I'll come on your podcast. So maybe I will have, oh my god, am I supposed to make a turn here? No. Maybe I'll have my brother on my podcast one day. I know he's not a woman, but he's really good at what he does. And he has a service-based business, and he makes hell of money, and he made over, like, 200 grand his first year in business. So, you guys have a lot to learn from him. And at the end of the day, he just fucking does it. Like, it's like, I think he doesn't know what he's doing, he just does it, and he keeps doing it. And he just does it, and 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 doesn't stop. So, put intention into your business, take dream into your dream business, and, or just dream biz, because, like, I shorted it, because I'm cool like that. And shoot me a DM. Click the link in my bio to sign up before it goes away, because I don't know when the next time I'm going to launch this is, and it will probably be double the price. No, it will be double the price. I'm going to say that. It will be double the price, and you won't get my one-on-one guidance, which is my grading your papers. Whoop, whoop. So, love you all. Thank you for listening to this podcast about how many times I have fallen on my butt and how I got back up again stronger than ever. And yeah, thanks for listening. And yeah, I don't want to go. I don't, if you can tell, I'm like kind of like leaving, but doing that like sexy walk. I was like, I'm not going. But I guess I'm going, because that's the end of my story. And yeah, like and subscribe. Like, I'm on YouTube. Please leave me a great review of this podcast if you enjoyed it, because I feel like I don't ask enough, and so I'm not getting great reviews, because my views are growing like crazy, and you guys are messaging me and DMing me that you love my podcast. I'm like, oh great, thanks, can you leave a review? So yeah, leave me 5 stars and write something nice and how beautiful I am in my reviews, okay? And yeah, and then that would be so nice for me. Thank you. Love you guys. Be sure to subscribe, and you will just get, as sometimes I was like, people kept asking me to subscribe to things and I didn't know what it meant. I don't know if I'm just like an idiot or what, but like I didn't really know what subscribing was. And I was just like, all right, I'll subscribe. But it will give you a notification when I drop a new podcast, since they're like far few in between and like I don't make enough. So when I do launch another one, if you like listening to them, it will just send you like a little thing that just says, like a little notification on your phone that will just pop up at the top and just say, oh, Dana Lee, the Design Queen, dropped a new podcast. And that's it. So, it doesn't take a lot to subscribe. If you like listening to my podcasts, you will just get a notification when another one drops. So, you can listen to it when you're in the car or wherever. I always like to hear where you guys listen to podcasts, because I only listen to them when I'm driving or, like, doing the dishes and cleaning the house. Because I like to really get into them. Because usually they're, like, kind of long. So, yeah. Please subscribe and leave me a great review so that I can get more views and get some, you know, guests on here, and just so that we can reach more people. And it would just mean a lot. It would make me very happy to see that, because I clearly am a narcissist. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
If you loved today's episode, like really freaking loved it, go ahead and click the subscribe button. Click it right now. I'm watching you. And you will get a notification every time a new episode drops so you never miss out on the latest ways to grow and make money in your business. So come along, join the TDQ gang, follow me on Instagram at The Design Queen, and leave an awesome review on this podcast so I can go ahead and keep making amazing episodes for you guys, giving you the latest secrets on branding and business. Mwah.